Time now for our Rural Solutions Technology Show with John and Teresa Whitty of Rural Solutions here in downtown Madison. Good day.
Hi, Paul.
And holiday season coming up?
It is. Fastly approaching.
Absolutely. Christmas is in the air.
That's right. Don't you love how Main Street Madison's decorated?
I do. It looks so good.
Yeah. gets you in the season.
That's right.
I don't have my tree up yet, though.
Oh, you don't?
No.
We'll have to work on that.
Yep.
Yeah, we put ours up, I think, Sunday night we did, yep. So, all right. Well, what's the subject today?
Well, right now we're in that mad scramble with Windows 10 updates for pretty much everybody.
Yep.
You know, the January 14th is the date where Microsoft is no longer going to support Windows 7.
Windows 7?
Yes. Okay. And a lot of places still are using Windows 7, and they're kind of, you know, waiting, you know, to get the update going, but here we are. It's crunch time.
Do you think there's a lot of Windows 7 still out there?
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of Windows 7 out there.
Really?
And a lot of people don't even know what they have, but...
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, I think I got Windows 10, so...
Yeah, yep. You do, but it's not like your Windows 7 computer is going to explode on the 15th or anything.
It'll still work.
It'll still work, but it won't be secure anymore. As we saw with XP, you know, viruses run rampant. They won't be updating it. So if you're in a business, if you're on a network, if you do any banking, you have to update.
And it's purchases online, any kind of online shopping.
Oh, you won't be able to do that after what
day? You can do it. You can do all of these things, but it's no longer going to be secure.
Oh, okay. Secure. So. And why is that then? They're not...
With
updating?
The updates, yeah, there's going to be no patches. No.
So imagine that your computer has a wall that protects you from hackers, right? And what hackers do is they try to find holes in the wall. And when they find a hole, they go in and they infect computers. Antivirus programs, as soon as those hacks are identified, they quick patch that hole. Okay.
So updates. Updates do that too. Yeah.
So, yeah, your operating system also can have holes.
Okay.
And if they find a hole in the operating system, then they come in there and Windows updates patch those holes, just like your antivirus patches those holes. But now, as of January 14th, they're not going to be patching any more holes.
Okay.
So you can have an antivirus program, but if they're coming through your operating system, there's no way to stop them anymore.
Okay.
So and then those holes are open, right? And the hackers identify them, and everybody then, all the hackers know that that's available.
Okay.
So it's really easy to hack.
And that's a good explanation there, Teresa. What's the date again?
January 14th.
January 14th.
So you got two options. Well, you got three options. You can continue to use your computer, you know, and you can take the risk. And we don't recommend that unless all you do is play solitaire, which some people do.
Or, my wife does.
You can take your computer offline and still type documents and use the spreadsheets and stuff. Your second option is to upgrade your computer to Windows 10. And that is anywhere from $150 to $200.
$300 probably. Well, if you upgrade some RAM and things like that.
$200 to $300 to do an update to Windows 10. But if your computer doesn't have very high specs, you know, if it's an older computer and it's running Windows 7, it probably can't handle Windows 10, and then you need a new computer.
Okay.
So I've been doing a lot in the last several months, assessing a lot of computers and making a recommendation. And it's about half and half, I'd say.
Okay.
So.
All right. Mm-hmm. Hey, here's a good trivia question for people listening. And I'll put John and Teresa on the spot, too. You mentioned XP, Windows 7. What are all the different levels Windows have come out with over the years? What was the first one?
John knows this.
What was the first one, John? Do you remember all of them?
Windows.
When you said XP, I go, wow.
Windows NT was the first one. New technologies. It was a server-based. Then came 3.1. The first one I remember is 3.1.
Wasn't there ME?
Let's see. After 3.1, Windows 95.
Okay.
Then that went.
That was a big one. Windows 95. Wasn't
it? Yeah. That was a huge change. And then 98 came along, and then ME was a millennial edition.
That didn't last.
That
very
was a
long.
Bomb.
Yeah.
I remember talking about that on the show. Yeah.
And 98 was pretty stable. And 95 wasn't bad either. Once it was just so new, people didn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
And then after ME, the bomb. Then came out XP, and that was
a good program.
That was a good stable OS.
Yeah.
And that one went probably as long as any of them. Mm-hmm. And then there were several different editions of Server that was out there after that, but that doesn't really matter. And then it went to
Vista,
yep.
And then which wasn't super popular.
Yeah. Then 7, and that was good, stable. Yep. That was a replacement for XP.
Well, so you got a great memory.
We lived it.
Yeah. Okay.
It was our life. Okay. And then after 7, 8.
And then 8.1.
And, now we're here on 10. And supposedly 10's going to...
Ten's the last.
Yeah, what's next?
They're still doing changes. They're just not calling it anything different. They call it Windows 10, but then you've got version 1803. Now we're on version 1909.
Well, I wouldn't even know that.
And so they're changing. Yeah. They're just calling them different versions now instead of like whole new operating systems.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah. Well, good job, John. I'm impressed. That was awesome. Every time you mention it, I'm going, I remember that. So the very first one, when Windows came out, what years was that roughly, do you think?
I saw it first in school, so boy, that would have been in the late 80s.
And what was it called then?
Well, it was NT, New Technologies, and then 3.1 was the standard version that users had on workstations.
And how many megabytes did your computer have back then?
Oh, I had 2 meg of RAM. No, I had 4 meg of RAM, and I was a big dog.
Stuff.
Yeah, and then I had probably a 40 megabyte hard drive.
So to put it in perspective, now we're talking gigs, not...
Or terabytes.
not megs of RAM, but gigs. And there's how many megs in a gig?
1,000.
So, so we're talking between... 1,000 compared to 4.
Right. Wow, that's crazy. Yeah, the evolution quickly. When did you graduate? When you were in school? Were you talking college? Or?
Yeah, in college. Okay. So it was about 90s when I was
We've come a long ways, huh?
It has, It's amazing.
Okay. All right, so January 14th.
That's right.
Windows
7
will stop their support system.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
All right. Anything else we need to talk about?
Well, any questions on that? We're happy to work with you.
Yep.
And
okay.
Yeah. Some people want to know, well, should my antivirus is expiring? What should I do? And I'm not recommending upgrading because once it's obsolete, once Windows 7 is no longer supported, an antivirus program isn't going to help you very much.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because you can get rid of the viruses, but then they'll just come right back.
Okay. Yeah. So at the end of the year, December 31st, is there anything I should be concerned about with my computer starting a new year then?
No, not until January 14th.
Okay, that's the big one. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Good. So people want to buy a computer, stuff like that? They can contact you or come down.
We've been going through a lot of computers. I've been trying to... get some used computers ready. If people need a new computer and they don't have the funds for a brand new one, so they go pretty fast though.
Yeah, and there's some that people are just kind of that don't really they can't support Windows 10 and they're not really worth a lot. But there's some parts we can get off of them. So we've been adding some RAM to other people's when they bring their stuff in, or putting a solid state drive in, or things like that.
All right, so for all your computer needs or Christmas presents, see John and Teresa at Rural Solutions.
Absolutely.
And where is that, and how can they get a hold of you?
We are right on Main Street, Madison, across from United Prairie Bank, and you can call us at 320-698-4747.
Or as always, you can send us an email, support@ruralsolutions.com.
All right, thanks for coming in. We'll talk to you next week.
You betcha, Paul.
Good subject. John and Teresa Whitty with our Rural Solutions Technology Show.